Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're going to go next to Tony. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, this is Tony. Hey, hi, Dr. Asa.
Hey, Tony, what's up?
Thanks for
taking
the call.
Of course.
I'm calling about my wife. It was a couple weeks ago. She had an incident where she was at school and her heart started racing. And she's had this before, and she's usually laid down. You know, she's a teacher, mm-hmm. and sometimes she lays down. This kind of thing goes away. She's had it two or three times. She's 59. And... Okay. She ended up going to emergency room, they said it was a PSVT, it was tachycardia.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they said it wasn't a heart attack. They did the enzyme thing and a little bit of X-rays and stuff. And since then she's never gone to a cardiologist before. She said, well, maybe I'd just try. Okay, so she did.
Right.
And they did the hormone thing, the T4.
T3.
Normal. Mm-hmm. It says T4 thyroxine.
Right. Well, the big one's TSH. How's her TSH doing?
TSH is in the normal range. It's 1.35, and it's supposed to be
0.29
to 5 or something like that. So that was
good. So they determined her thyroid was okay. So determining that, then what other, did they do an EKG on her? Did they run all the tests and they found that everything was okay? Or?
Well, so far they did one of those 24-hour monitor things.
The Holter monitor. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I guess it averaged out 72, pretty much normal. But
has she been under a lot of stress, Steve? Has she been, Tony, has she been under a lot of stress?
Well, somewhat. About a year and a half ago, I had prostate cancer, but that was taken care of, and different other things have gone on. So maybe there's some of that going on, yeah.
Okay. When she gets it, though, does she get it during the day? Does she get it more in the morning, in the evening, or will it happen just randomly?
Well, let's see. Times I can remember, this time was at lunchtime, and what brought it on was she was just talking with somebody, and at another teacher at the table there, and it just turned her head, and all of a sudden, boom, it wasn't like she did anything. She just kind of,
just kicked into gear.
Stress or anything, it just happened.
Is she taking any medications, Tony, for anything else?
No, she doesn't take any medications. Although she does once in a while, she gets sinus stuff, and the guy at the ER said it might have been the Sudafed But she takes the Sudafed PE, you know, the one that's not supposed to be bad. I don't know what, you know, what the deal is.
Does she, was she, do you know if she was taking it that day that it happened?
I'm not sure. You know, it was in that, a few days before or something like that, you know. So that might have had something.
Well, okay. All right. Well, I was just, that gives me some really good information. I mean, the fact that they've had her thyroid checked and everything's okay, that's great news. That means that we're not dealing with a thyroid issue. There's two other things that we can be dealing with. When the heart begins to flutter like that and there's no, you know, if a cardiologist has checked her out, they've done all the basic tests and everything comes back normal, then typically, then she's lacking B vitamins. And that seems kind of simple. But actually, it makes sense because the B vitamins, all of them, all the spectrum from B1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I mean, there's all of them will mandate how well the heart functions. And if you have low amount of B vitamins in the body, then the heart won't function that well. And we get those from vegetables. That's why they always say eat your vegetables so much, because our body demands a lot of the B vitamins for the different processes, especially with the heart. So if the B vitamins get depleted, and they can through stress, then it can cause moments of that fluttering or tachycardia. Now, if she does, or if she was taking the pseudoephedrine, which is what is in a lot of the allergy medication and cold and decongestant medication, if she has taken anything, any of that, it could have had a brief reaction with her body, because tachycardia or brief bouts of that is a common side effect of pseudoephedrine. So that's one thing that it could have been. And although it can be scary at times, you know, that probably is no big deal. It probably would lean itself more to a vitamin deficiency than anything. So the simple thing to do is take a liquid B complex three times a day with food. I would ever increase her green vegetables. For the most part, all vegetables contain some B vitamins in them, but the green ones tend to be, you know, contain a denser concentration of them. So that's what I would start with there. Now, the other thing too is adrenal insufficiency. Now, adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. When they get stressed or they get overtaxed for any reason, then it can cause the body's blood pressure to go up. It can cause racing of the heart, cause a lot of symptoms very similar to what you're describing. And if they didn't check on the adrenal glands, then that can be something that needs to be looked into. Now, you said when she lies down, it tends to go away. When you take the body from a stand-up posture to a lie-down posture, and there's a fluctuation whether a heart flutter increases or it goes away from either one of those positions, typically that's postural. Those postural changes can be indicative of an issue with the adrenal glands. So you might want to go to your physician, back to the physician, either her primary care or the cardiologist, have them run two tests. One to check her ACTH. ACTH goes hand in hand with the adrenal glands. Also, the cortisol levels. You can check both of those on a blood test. Very easy, simple blood test to check, and you'll be able to find out exactly what's going on with her body's adrenal glands, which are the stress glands. It's good that they looked at the thyroid, because that's the first place that I would have gone, and that's great that it's fine, because the last thing you want is a thyroid issue. And she doesn't have that. So it's good. It's probably the adrenals or simple B-complex deficiency. That's one thing I would do. And it could be anxiety. She could have low amounts of GABA, which is a neurotransmitter. GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter. And all that means is that it calms the body down and it keeps the heart at a level pace. But I would go this route first, what we're talking about now, with the blood test and then also the B vitamins. And then you can email me at drhasa.com or call back here on the show. We can go from there. But typically, from what we've seen clinically, that seems to be the case, especially if you've ruled out any issue with her thyroid. Okay, thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Josh from Montgomery, Alabama writes, been struggling with my prostate. It's swollen. They call it BPH. What should I do? Pretty simple, Josh. Prostate protocol. You want to keep the prostate healthy, which is a big issue with a lot of guys. Saw palmetto, 1,500 milligrams a day, 14 grams of pumpkin seed oil per day, and then also
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now. 888-283-7272. If you've got one of these iPhones, or you can go to an iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio.com. You can download iHeartRadio. It's free, costs nothing. Goes right to your iPhone, and you can go on. You can actually download that to your phone, and you can pick the show up crystal clear wherever you are in the world. Unbelievable. iHeartRadio.com, and you can listen to On Call each and every night right here. Incredible, and it's free. Unbelievable. Just found that news out last week, and I'm telling everybody I know about it. It's really, really cool stuff. I just added it to my phone as well. Good, good stuff. All right, let's go to Jan. Hi, Jan. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Hey there.
I'm having problems with neuropathy in my feet.
All right.
I had ovarian cancer stage 3C in August of 07. They did a complete hysterectomy and then chemo.
Okay, and you made it through okay?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Awesome.
I'm
That's
miracle.
Great. You are a miracle.
No, I'm hanging on to that every day.
That's good.
What I'm dealing with now is the chemo just really wrecked my feet. I was on carbo-taxol combination to begin with, and they decided that because I was having such problems, they put me on Taxotere. It didn't get any better, and they stopped the chemo because of that. I've been dealing with this for about a year. Well, actually, a little more than that, about a year and a half. I can hardly stand up on my feet. They have the numbness, and then I have the sharp shooting pains. I'm currently taking gabapentin, which is Neurontin.
Right, I got you.
And some pain medicine. And just wondering if you have anything that you think might help.
Yeah, I do. And have you feel like you've tried everything as far as medicine goes,
well,
and nothing's helping, nothing's
pain,
regenerating?
Pushing pain medicines on me, and really, I'm trying to stay away from that as much as possible. But I do have to take some. I'll take Lortab, 10 milligrams, about six times a day.
All right. And is it in both?
Both feet? My right foot, it goes all the way up to my thigh, or my right leg. And then my left leg up to about mid-calf.
Mid-calf, okay. Yeah. So it's affected different nerve roots. On the right side, when you said it goes up to mid-thigh, does it go up about halfway through your thigh, just about?
No, it like start. I'll tell you what, I had to have stents put in.
Okay.
I had blood clots and and had either, I can't figure out, they're telling me, one doctor's telling me a heart attack, and one doctor's telling me I had a tear in my aorta. So right. I had to have open heart surgery, let's see, in March. And I'm doing very well with that. But
So you did have open heart surgery?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had a rough couple of years.
You've had it both. Well, I'll tell you what then. Let's start here, okay? It's very rare, and I mean very rare, Jan, that you find someone that's had a heart attack or dealt with major heart issues mm-hmm. and had cancer at the same time.
Right.
Genetically, it's pretty incredible. So you, typically people lean one way or the other. So knowing that you've had both presents a little bit of a challenge of its own. And what I want to do is before I start telling you about the neuropathy and even how to keep your heart healthy, I want to step on back and see exactly, you know, kind of what your lifestyle looks like. So I always start with food, okay, because food is the greatest drug we have. It literally can change our body faster than anything. So let me just see what you're doing on a regular basis.
Okay.
Because our body makes the new cells that we generate every day mm-hmm. based on the foods that we eat, not on the drugs we take, but on the foods that we eat. So tell me what a day looks like in your life, Jan, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Just on a you know, pretty
maybe
quick basis.
Maybe a waffle mm-hmm. with a little butter. I don't generally put syrup on it. So I just don't particularly care for it.
Lunch.
I have... probably a sandwich, whole wheat or multi-grain bread with, I don't know, bologna or lettuce or cheese like that.
Okay.
I try to eat some vegetables, I keep cucumbers and squash and broccoli and all that stuff cut up so that I can just go grab a handful of each. And then I kind of snack on that through the afternoon. And then my dinner, I live in a roommate situation, and my roommate and I kind of swap back and forth
okay.
cooking. But we have spaghetti or broccoli casserole, you know, just kind of quick stuff that we can make. We try not to eat a lot of fried foods, but unfortunately, I think we
right.
eat too much.
This is what I want to kind of challenge you with right here. Is you're in a position where you've dealt with, first of all, you're eating too much processed food. The waffle, processed flour, the sandwich, even though it's technically whole wheat, it's still a processed flour. We want to stay away from the processed foods and want to start eating whole live foods, which are foods that bring health back to your body. So get started on the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It's lean protein sources, low glycemic carbohydrates, the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats. And get started on that because you need the fats to protect against the neuropathy. A tablespoon of cod liver oil will help, but you need to get it from regular food. Throw away cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products. And you want to add in vitamin B6 and vitamin B5 at about 1,500 milligrams twice a day. Get started there, then we'll go from there. Call me back here on the show or email me, okay? You're listening to On Call, 888-2...
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit steponefoods.com, that's steponefoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Let's go to Rupert. I think I said his name right. Rupert, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was looking for your name and the Nobel Prize, and I didn't see your name. What's going on? Nobel Prize award. Okay.
I think Obama's got me beat on that one.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
We'll work on it for next time.
All right, yeah. All right, I got a little problem here, digestive problem. I went
okay.
to the gastroenterologist, and they decided they're going to do that that test. They put the tube in your throat and all that stuff.
Sure.
I tried to find from him if he ever hear about wheat allergy, and he kind of brushed it off because I heard you speak about it already.
Right.
But he didn't really say nothing to me more about it. They're going to do the test. But what is it that I should be really, he should be really looking for? Because I eat like 5 o'clock, and when 12 o'clock at night, it still doesn't digest.
All right. Tell me when you have digestive issues, tell me the symptoms, Rupert. So when you say, I have digestive issues, you know, do you eat a meal and you get bloated? Do you get gassy? Kind of what's the overall, what goes on? Tell me what happens.
Okay. First of all, I feel like it's still in my throat, like something is stopping my throat right here. Then,
okay.
Now, a couple of hours after that, it'll be just gas. I'm some bad smelling gas, too. And it will sit there for, you know, almost 3, 4, 5 hours. And same thing. When I go to sleep and when I wake up in the morning, it's like I want to throw up. But nothing is coming up, though.
Okay. So nothing's coming up when that happens. Typically, what you've got going on, have they said you have acid reflux? Did you ask them?
Yeah,
if that's the issue?
I asked him about that. He said, yeah, but then he asked him a couple more questions. None of the regular symptoms doesn't really happen. And he asked me what I take for it. I told him I drink some of that milky stuff, the Maalox thing.
Right.
And it works for, you know, a couple of minutes, but then it doesn't really go away. I have that now for about 2 weeks. I made an appointment with him. I've got to go see him Thursday.
Okay, so here's my main question. So if everything's not lining up for the acid reflux, but you're feeling like it's all sitting in your throat when you eat, right? And even 2 hours after, it still feels that way, correct?
Right.
So if you ate a meal, you just feel like it's not digesting, it's just hanging out, you know, in your esophagus, basically.
Right.
Okay. All right, this is a little test I want you to do. And then we'll go another route from here. But this is something I want to suggest to you. Take some apple cider vinegar and do this for about 2 days. Apple cider vinegar, you buy it pretty much anywhere. Most health food stores carry it.
Yeah.
But take two tablespoons of the apple cider vinegar with your meals. If the bloating and the burning and the settling of the food in your throat goes away, it means that you don't have enough stomach acid in the form of hydrochloric acid, and that's what you need to be taking, and that's what's going to help break your food down. It's very common as we age and as we lead stressful lives of some type for our bodies not to have enough HCl or hydrochloric acid. So that one thing that will help tremendously is, you know, to see that, because now if it burns worse and it gets worse, it means you've got too much stomach acid.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing is going to be to rule that out. Now, should you get the test done? No, I think you want to do what your physician asks you to do. I think that I would do this, what I'm saying to you, because it's harmless and it's a self-test you can do at home. Because if you get incredible relief out of that, Rupert, then you'll know that we're dealing with an acid issue more than anything.
Right.
And that'll keep you from having to do the test.
Right.
So that's what I would do first. I would check that out first, see how your body responds. Have you come off of wheat and dairy? Have you done that yet completely?
Yes, I've been doing that. I've been eating broccoli, you know, all the leafy vegetables and stuff I've been doing. But that still doesn't digest as fast as it's supposed to be. And then in the morning, if it's sitting there for so long, then it becomes really bad, gas-wise.
The reason he's probably wanting to do a test is they're probably wanting to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Now, Barrett's esophagus is where there's it's a thickening of the esophagus where instead of it having its normal pliancy where food can easily pass through it and go down and get digested, it thickens so it's not as pliable and it can block food. It can actually keep food from going down the way that it normally needs to. So that's something that, you know, the test, if this apple cider vinegar test is not just a home ace in the hole, as I would call it, then you definitely need to get the test done. Because if it is Barrett's esophagus, that's something that we want to know. It's good information, and it helps. It's going to help your physician take a better course of action with you, and it's just going to be good information. So get started first with seeing exactly how, you know, your body functions and see how if the hydrochloric acid is necessary or not. And then if not, go from there. But, you know,
I got one more. Urine. My urine, for about a month now, the urine is like I'm taking some vitamin. It's like
is it yellow. Very yellow?
I'm drinking a lot of water and stuff. The only thing I drink is the weekend, I drink a couple of beer. When I drink the beer, it's clear.
Okay, but when you're, okay, then, well, then there's your issue right there. Does it smell? Does it have an odor to it?
Yeah, like really strong, like I'm taking vitamins.
But that's when you're eating your normal meals, right? You're just eating and going through your day. Okay.
Right.
Are you taking, what kind of vitamins are you taking?
Right now, I stopped because I didn't know what was going on, so I kind of stopped. I usually take regular over-the-counter.
Just the basics. Let me encourage you, Centrum. Centrum. All right, let me say something. The synthetic vitamins, and Centrum is a synthetic vitamin. Synthetic vitamins typically don't digest and process very well. Matter of fact, they hardly break down at all. And there's a lot of studies to show that. You want to go with a whole food vitamin. Whole food vitamins are made, obviously, from whole foods, since the name. And the body breaks them down. The four supplements, I call them the foundational four, that everyone should take would be a whole food multivitamin to give you a little bit of everything that you need. Digestive enzymes to help break your food down. Most of us, and we don't have the enzymes in our foods that we used to have. And so the digestive enzymes help break down the food. Rather than us breaking down, say, 15 to 20%, we can break down 80 to 90%. It's really incredible how we can do that. So that's the first thing I would do is get started with that. You want probiotics to put the good bacteria back in, and then cod liver oil for your omega-3 fatty acids. But when you're dealing with, you know, these issues, you want to make sure that you're getting everything that you need. And when your urine is a deep yellow color, but if you think you're drinking enough water, you're probably not. Now, if it's got kind of a pungent odor to it, you're not breaking down your proteins. Now, not breaking down your proteins comes from not enough hydrochloric acid. So there's our correlation right there, simply shown right there, that you've got a combination of acid reflux, yet your urine gets very yellow. So your body is not breaking down and utilizing all the nutrients. But that's the first route I would go, and just see what the body's doing. Remember, when the body starts doing something weird and it's doing something that it normally would not do, it's not getting something that it needs. And so that's, you know, exactly what's going on with the body, is that it's not getting something that it needs. So let's start there, and then we'll move on to something else. But I'm here for you each and every night. Give me a call here on the show. You can email me at drasa.com. Questions about your health? Give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Amy. What's going on?
I am 34 years old. I have hypothyroidism. I am overweight. I suffer from complicated migraines, as they've been called from the doctor. I've got high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and I'm just tired of taking medicine. I'm tired of suffering from the migraines. I don't know what else to do. You know, I've tried everything that they've told me to try, and I don't have a clue. I'm just clueless, and I'm so tired of feeling like this.
Is there anything
you can recommend?
Yeah, there's a lot we can do. There's some things I want to ask you first. When did you get diagnosed with hypothyroid? How long has that been?
Maybe about 5 years ago.
Okay. And what are you taking, Synthroid?
No, I take the Armour thyroid.
Oh, good. Good for you. That's what I was going to suggest. Awesome. All right. So you're taking Armour. And when you say you're overweight, how overweight are you? Do you need to lose 20, 30, 50? What are we looking at?
I probably need to lose about 80 pounds.
It's fine. It's okay. It can be done. It's no big deal. Okay? Go ahead.
I feel like I hit a brick wall with the thyroid. It's like I try to lose weight, and then I'll maybe lose 2-3 pounds, and by the weekend, it's back on. It's like it just won't go anywhere.
Okay. Well, there's a reason for that. Now, your blood pressure and cholesterol, you know that's probably weight-related, right? It is. Both of those are. But there's also some other issues that go along with that. Those should be pretty easy to get back into normal. What I'm going to do is we're going to try to call you back in this break. Somehow the phone got disconnected because I want to talk to you about these issues. And with you dealing with hypothyroidism and then being overweight, 80 pounds overweight, high blood pressure and cholesterol, we've got some great answers for you to get out of this health challenge. Health challenges, they're all interrelated, but the body is designed to get as a whole. And if you can figure out all three sides.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacists that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. I also want to remind you that our radio show now you can catch right on your iPhone. Go to iHeartRadio, download the free application, and you can listen to our radio show crystal clear anywhere worldwide. When you go on to iHeartRadio, and that'll be a great place for you to catch it. Tell your friends and your family members around the country and the world. You can catch the show each and every night. Now, going into the break, we're talking with Amy, and Amy's been dealing with a couple things. Amy, you said that you're dealing with hypothyroidism, okay, so it's a slow thyroid. You're 80 pounds overweight. You're dealing with migraines that are driving you absolutely crazy. No answers for that. Feel like you've done everything and still getting no answers. You'll get excited and get fired up and start working on dropping the weight. You may lose 2 or 3 pounds, but by the weekend, it's back on. And you've got high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And here you are, frustrated, 34, and you're like, what in the world do I do? Right?
Right.
Okay. So 80 pounds overweight, what are you doing for that? Because I can tell you this, that's one of the kickers. Now, your thyroid being slow is another one, but if the numbers are staying where they need to be staying right now, then the metabolism issue should be okay. So, tell me what you're eating, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Give me a rundown of Amy's life so we can work on it, because everything's found in our lifestyle choices that we make every day. That's where the magic bullet is.
Well, for breakfast, I usually have usually a cereal bar or some fruit.
Okay.
Lunch is usually soup, or I may go out and, I don't know, grab a baked potato or something.
Mm-hmm.
And dinner is just usually what's on hand at the house. It's, you know, it's usually quick. I don't get off work until late, so I get home late, and I'm usually too tired to really cook anything, you know, a big meal or anything.
I
don't really snack much at night. I don't drink Cokes. I don't drink caffeine, really. I drink water most of the time.
Okay. That's good. I mean, you're making – I see your mindset is right, but it's just the choices that you're making are not the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm – what you're doing right now, if you're 80 pounds overweight, is the food choices that you just told me that you're making, it's kind of like you're throwing gasoline on the fire. You're making your condition worse by the things you're eating. And
okay.
By you eating a cereal bar or, you know, a baked potato at lunch is no different than having a Coke. Because what you're doing is, number one, you're not giving your body the nutrients that it needs to be able to function right and make good, new, healthy cells. For example, you need good, healthy fats every single day, about 30% of your overall diet, so that your hormones will work properly. And let's just say, for example, you know, you've got 3 estrogens, okay? You've got estrone, estradiol, and estriol. If estrone, which is one of your female estrogen hormones, If estrone is elevated or too low, it can cause you to store excess body fat around your waist and your hips.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's little things like that can make a big difference. So let's get started with that, all right? The things you're eating, that's going to be the most important thing. I do that with everybody. And the reason is that's the foundation. You have to lay a good foundation if you're going to have success with your health. So throw away the cereal. Throw away the fruit bar in the morning. Throw away the soup and the baked potato. Every single meal that you eat has to be comprised of three things. A lean protein source, that's like chicken, fish, eggs, or beef. Low glycemic carbohydrates, all right? Now, baked potatoes have a glycemic index of about 80. Now, there's a range between about 0 to 120. The lower the number, the less it causes your blood sugar to rise, and the less you'll store body fat, okay, and the less you'll have a tendency to go toward diabetes. So you want to stay away from the higher glycemic carbohydrates. Low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, you can't go wrong. But that's not a fruit bar. Big difference between an apple and an apple Pop-Tart. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's I know even if you do a granola bar or something that, you know, seems healthy, helps lower your cholesterol, it says it on the package, it must be good. A lot of times they're just full of sugar and they're processed. And if they're processed, they're not that great for you. So let's get started with the things you're eating every day. And I'm going to throw some things at you to get started with because we're going to run out of time here in just a second. So just bear with me. The one thing I want you to understand is don't be frustrated. If your body can get sick, it can get well. If you can get into a place where you're 80 pounds overweight and you've got high blood pressure and cholesterol and all these things, your body can get well. Now, one thing I do want to say is that get started with this and see how your body responds. And if you're still dealing with migraines, we can go from there, and I'll be glad to help you. Just call me here on the show or email me. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It's what we use with all our patients at our clinics, okay? And the other thing is you want to make sure that you have plenty of vitamin D. Get a blood test done for your vitamin D. Make sure it's between 70 and 90 on the blood test. And then for your blood pressure-related issues, two things will help you, L-arginine and L-citrulline, both of those. All right. And then cholesterol, you want to make sure you're taking niacin, which is vitamin B3, very potent in helping with cholesterol issues. Also N-acetylcysteine. And eat eggs every morning for breakfast. It will definitely help with any cholesterol issues that you might have. Get started with that. That'll help with all of that. The thyroid, look into taking organic iodine. Work with your physician. You can't take it in the morning with the armor, but you can take it in the afternoon. Iodine is the top mineral deficiency that we have that people struggle with. And so that's what I would look into as far as the thyroid goes. Get started with those, then we'll move on to the next phase. But you have to get a good foundation set, and that all comes based on the things you're putting inside your body. But knowing that you can get well is the key. All right, thanks for the call. You're listening to On Call, 888-283-7272.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.